This is KUT. Victims of the deadly floods that struck Central Texas over Memorial Day weekend are sorting through the physical wreckage of the storms. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports from San Marcos, they're also trying to make sense of what happened and what comes next.
On Saturday, Eric and Heather Adams dropped their kids off at her mom's house for a date night, some drinks, and a movie. Then it started raining, hard. The Blanco and San Marcos River flooded. Now it's 3 days later. They're exhausted. They're hauling their soaked possessions out of their apartment in San Marcos. A pair of cowboy boots, books, a coffee table.
We're seeing what we can salvage out of there. You know, just trying to see if we can, you know, if that's actually any good after something like this.
Then there are the more personal items.
This right here, you know, it's my safe. And you can see when I was younger, I got surgery. I was in the first grade. And I got get well cards from it. Just some of the stuff that you can't replace. From, you know, friends. When I was younger, you know, just telling me, you know, that they miss me in the class.
As they deal with the loss, they are also starting to ask a question you hear a lot in the neighborhood. Where's the help?
Nobody's been out here to even help us clean up anything. You know, and I think that's, you know, that's kind of a slap in the face.
I agree.
That's Heather Adams.
You know, I mean, we have just so much stuff we need to get out. We need to clear out. The mold is going to start. I mean, I'm sure it's already started. And we have to get things cleaned out so it can be salvaged.
Yeah, desperately need dumpsters. We're just piling everything out on the curb.
That's Eric and Heather's landlady, Diana Steinhagen. She's emptying out the apartment next door. Her question is about nearby development and whether it might have contributed to the flooding.
They have raised the level of that land, so it, what used to be low ground, is no longer low ground. So we were in the process of getting flood insurance. I had the flood elevation. The survey was done last week, but the flood insurance is not in place yet, and now this situation occurred.
You don't hurry, dear.
A couple of buildings over, Linda Martinez is watching her grandkids play in her son's second floor apartment. This is where she waited out the flood, and she's glad she did. After the police ordered the evacuation, several cars got stranded in the flooding on the road.
They were all from the evacuation. So if us four had gone, we would have been in the water also.
So here's her question. Should the city have handled the evacuation differently?
They were trying to help, but the water was coming from where the cars had to go.
But the most pressing question for a lot of the people I spoke with was a simple and heartbreaking one. Where are they going to find a new place to live, and how are they going to afford to live there? Mose Bouchel, KUT News.